Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
While closing out Coachella, Ariana Grande brought out Justin Bieber as a guest yesterday. He greeted the crowd and performed his song Sorry, and also at one point said that he's working on a new album.
I haven't been on stage in like 2 years. I came out here, I had no idea I was going to be on this stage tonight. Absolutely no idea. I wore this fly outfit not knowing that I was going to be on stage. So anyways, it's my first time on stage in like 2 years. So I had to get my groove back. I had to get my swag back. You know what I'm saying? So thank you so much.
Kim Kardashian says that she could never see herself using her fame or money to get her kids into college.
You know, I think as a parent, you have to let your kid, like for me, I would never, if they couldn't get into a school, I would never want to use privilege to try to force them into a situation that they wouldn't thrive in anyway. So that's where I just see that is not appropriate.
She also had some more to say.
You know, working hard, and to me, even having my kids see me studying, you know, leaving and going into an office a few days a week, studying all the time, coming home, I have my backpack, they have their backpack, they're studying, I'm studying. I hope that they get inspired to know that they can put in the hard work. And even though I'm in my late 30s and I'm just finishing college or attempting to do that now, it's never too late and there really is no easy way out.
Teresa and Joe Giudice, or Giudice or whatever, their daughter Melania asked President Trump to stop her dad's deportation. She posted a throwback photo of her and her dad on Instagram and said, "It's not the same without you. I miss you terribly. I wouldn't be the person I am today without you. I wouldn't know how to stay strong. I need you home, Daddy. All I want is to be a family again." She also put two pink hearts as well as the hashtag Free Joe Giudice or Giudice and tagged President Trump because her dad, you know, her parents now have been convicted of felonies for like, I don't know what it was, money laundering, fraud, some stuff like that. They both have served time in jail, but the dad, I believe, is here illegally, and so now he's being deported back to Italy.
I don't see that one being pardoned.
Well,
I don't see that happening.
Committed a crime.
What's I'm saying?
Like, it's not like out of nowhere he's being deported. Like he's a convicted felon now.
That's what I'm saying. I don't see him being able to stay. I don't see that happening.
It doesn't look like it. A Marvel fan in Wisconsin set a new world record by seeing Captain Marvel 116 times.
No, thank you.
He set a Guinness World Record for most viewings of Captain Marvel, easily beating the old record, which was 104. The most showings he did in one day was 7. And to prevent himself from getting bored, he would pay attention to things in the background and even pick up on details like what day the movie actually takes place.
What's something that you've watched a lot of? Like The Office? It's not a movie, but I don't...
If I had to think what movie I've seen the most of, it might be like The Brave Little Toaster, The Holiday, those two.
I think I've seen the most, and I haven't seen it all the way through, and only because it was stuck on TV. I've probably seen like A Christmas Story, just because TBS airs that stupid thing like nonstop 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Coming up in less than an hour, Kanye West's strange Coachella church service.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.